Title: Snare Body Enhancement Without Modern Sheen Beginner. Alright, let's build a drum and bass snare that has weight, chest, and authority without that shiny, modern top end. Think classic jungle, tech step, late 90s rollers, early neuro vibes. The goal is simple: make the snare feel bigger in the low mids, but keep the highs controlled so it sits in a fast, rolling beat without spraying fizz all over your hats and brakes. By the end, you'll have a two-layer snare, a clean snare bus chain, and an optional parallel thump return that makes the snare hit harder when the drop lands. Step 0. Set up your session like a DNB producer. Set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. Then make a basic pattern. Kick on beat 1. Snare on beats 2 and 4. Put your drums in a drum rack or separate audio tracks. Either is totally fine. One quick mindset tip before we touch any effects: start with a snare that already leans classic. If your snare sample is already super glossy and clicky up top, you'll spend the whole session fighting it. It's way easier to add body than it is to surgically remove sheen. Now step 1. We're going to layer the snare with two clear jobs. Job 1 is the crack layer. That's your definition, your point in the mix, the part that tells your ear this is the snare. It usually lies in the presence zone, roughly 2 to 6 kHz, plus the transient. Job 2 is the body layer. That's the chest and wood. It lives more around 150 to 300 hz for weight, and 250 to 600 hz for that throat, knock, and woody tone. This layer should be darker, with less hiss, less click. Here's the fast workflow. Duplicate your snare track. Rename one track snare crack and the other snare body. Let's process snare crack first, and keep it tight. Drop an EQ8 on it. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 hz. Use a steeper slope if needed. The point is, this track doesn't need to carry low mids. It's there to speak clearly. If it's too shiny, add a gentle high shelf cut, like -1 to -3 dB, around 8 to 10 kHz. Don't murder it, just take the edge off. Then add drum bus, but subtle. Put drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch very low, maybe 0 to 10. The big control here is damp. Set damp around 20 to 40% to calm the top end, and keep boom off on this crack layer. We're not building weight here. Now snare body. This is where the power comes from, and this is how we cheat bigger without boosting the highs. Your body layer can be a lower snare, a rim or wood hit, or even a short tom that has a nice punch. The key is the envelope. It should be short enough to groove at 174 without washing into everything. At EQ8, start with a low pass around 2 to 5 kHz. This is one of the main moves that avoids modern sheen. You're basically saying, body only, no fancy top. Then add a bell boost around 180 to 240 hz, somewhere between +2 and +5 dB. You're searching for the snare's note here. If you want a quick technique, make a narrow bell, boost it more than you need, sweep until the snare suddenly sings or locks in, then back the boost down and widen it slightly. That's how you get a focused thump instead of a foggy low mid blanket. If it gets boxy or muddy, do a small cut around 350 to 500 hz, maybe -2 to -4 dB, with a fairly gentle cue. Be careful. Overcutting here can make the snare feel hollow and cheap. Next, add saturator on the body layer. Choose analog clip mode. Drive it about +2 to +6 dB, turn soft clip on, and then pull the output down so the level matches. This is important. Saturation adds thickness and harmonics, but if you don't level match, you'll think it's better just because it's louder. Now align the layers. Zoom in on the waveforms and check where each sample starts. Nudge the body layer forward or back by a few milliseconds until the punch feels centered and solid. And here's a really common moment. You line them up, and suddenly the snare gets weaker. That's usually phase. To check, put utility on the body layer and try flipping the polarity. Phase invert left and right. Pick the setting that gives you the most solid punch. Extra coaching note: for classic impact, keep the body mostly mono. Put utility on snare body and set width to somewhere between 0 and 30%. Low mids in stereo often feel exciting in solo, but in a full DNB mix they tend to smear the hit. Let the space come from reverb, not from wide low mid layers. Step 2. Control the tail, because DNB needs tightness. A big part of no modern sheen is actually about not letting a bright or noisy tail smear into hats, rides, and brake edits. At 174 BPM, tails stack up fast. You can do this two ways. Option A is a gate, which is simple and effective. Put gate on the body layer. Set the threshold so it opens only on the snare hits. Set release around 50 to 120 milliseconds and tune it to the groove. And set the floor anywhere from minus infinity to about minus 20 dB depending on how aggressively you want it cut. If it sounds too chopped, raise the floor a bit so it fades more naturally. Option B is shortening the sample directly. If you're in simpler or sampler, reduce decay or shorten the end of the sample. The target is punchy, not washy. Also, quick diagnostic. If there's hiss in the cracked sample, consider gating it gently before saturation. Saturation makes noise louder, so cleaning first can save you pain later. Step 3. Make a snare bus and glue it, without glossy top. Group the crack and body tracks together and name the group snare bus. On that bus, we'll build a stock Ableton chain. First, EQ8 for cleanup and focus. High pass around 60 to 90 Hz to remove rumble. If you still need a little more body, add a gentle bump around 200 Hz, like plus 1 to plus 3 dB. If it's honky, dip 600 to 900 Hz by a couple dB. If it's too bright, add a high shelf cut of minus 1 to minus 4 dB to around 7 to 10 kHz. Second, glue compressor. This is classic D&B control. Set attack around 3 milliseconds, so the transient still punches through. Set release around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds or auto, ratio 2:1 or 4:1. Then set threshold, so you get about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on hits. And again, level match. Makeup gain is not a make it better knob. It's a make it fair to compare knob. Third, drum bus on the bus for weight and grit without sheen. Drive around 5 to 20%. Crunch 0 to 15. But watch for fizzy highs. Damp is your vibe knob here. Set it roughly 25 to 50% to keep things dark. Boom is optional. 0 to 20% around 50 to 70 Hz only if you want a tiny cabinet feel. If it turns subby or flabby, turn it off immediately. Fourth, utility for final control. Level match, and keep width around 80 to 100%. For D&B, the snare usually wants to live pretty centered for maximum impact. Coach trick right here. Drop a Spectrum device after your snare bus. Watch the 150 to 300 Hz area while toggling your processing. If the meter rises but the snare doesn't actually feel fuller, you're probably adding fake body, meaning mod. In that case, tighten the EQ bump, reduce the boost, or swap the body layer for a better sample. Sample choice beats EQ every time. Step 4. Add parallel thump. Optional, but extremely D&B. Create a return track and call it snare thump. On this return, add EQ 8 first. Band pass it to focus on 120 to 350 Hz. Now you're isolating the chest zone only. Then add saturator. Drive it hard, like plus 5 to plus 10 dB. Soft clip on. Then add glue compressor. Ratio 4:1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release around 0.1 seconds. Push it so you see 4 to 8 dB of gain reduction. This is parallel, so we want it squashed and dense. Then utility at the end, and turn it down. This return gets loud fast. Now send your snare bus into this return at around minus 20 to minus 10 dB. The goal is, you feel the snare get thicker, but you don't suddenly hear a separate boomy layer. If you notice it has an obvious extra sound, it's too loud. Pull it back. And here's a simple check. Turn your monitoring way down. If the snare disappears at low volume, you're relying too much on top end. Bring up either the 200 Hz note slightly or bring up the thump send slightly. If the snare still reads at low volume, you've built rebel body. Step 5. Arrangement moves that make the snare hit in the drop. D&B snares feel bigger because the mix makes room at the exact moment they land. In the drop, sidechain the bass to the snare with a compressor. Sidechain on. Attack very fast, around 0.1 to 1 millisecond, release 50 to 120 milliseconds. You only need 1 to 3 dB of dip. That tiny pocket makes your snare feel like it gained 30% more power without changing the snare at all. Another classic roller move is upgrade at the drop. In the intro, keep it lighter. Then at bar 17 or wherever your drop begins, automate the snare body, fader up 1 to 3 dB, or automate the snare thump send up a little. It feels like the snare arrives with the bass, and it's a huge perception trick. Before we wrap, a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't just boost 200 Hz on a snare that has no real body there. EQ can't invent a good low-mid tone. It can only exaggerate what exists. If the sample is thin, layer a better body source. Don't oversaturate the crack layer. That's how you get crispy, modern sheen. Saturate the body more than the crack. Don't let the tail fight hats and breaks. If your groove starts sounding messy, shorten or gate the snare. Tightness reads as power at this tempo. And don't forget phase and timing. If layering makes it weaker, nudge or flip polarity. Optional darker tricks if you want to push the vibe further. If the snare feels sparkly on the edges, you can do subtle mid-side darkening on the bass. Set EQA to M/S mode, go to the side channel, and add a gentle high shelf cut -1 to -3 dB around 6 to 10 kHz. Center stays punchy, sides lose gloss. If your body layer is thin, try a resonator trick. Put resonators on the body layer or thumb return. Enable only one resonator, tune it around 180 to 220 Hz, and keep dry/wet super low, like 5 to 15%. That can add a focused chest punch without adding brightness. And if you want the most reliable body imaginable, synthesize it. Make a MIDI track with operator, use a sine wave around 180 to 210 Hz, set a short decay like 80 to 140 ms, no sustain, short release, low pass at around 1 to 2 kHz, and tuck it under the snare. That's basically pure chest with zero sheen. Mini practice assignment to lock this in. Build the two layers. Crack with a high pass around 150 Hz. Body with a low pass around 4 kHz plus a boost around 200 Hz and about 4 dB of saturation drive. Create the snare bus chain. Eck, glue compressor, drum bus, utility. Then make two versions. One with no parallel thump return and one with it. Export both. And the next day, at low volume, pick the one that still feels heavy. That's usually the real winner. Quick recap. Layering is the main strategy. Crack for definition. Low passed body for weight. Your target zones are roughly 180 to 240 Hz for the weight note, and 250 to 600 Hz for throat and wood. Control brightness with low pass filters, drum bus damp, and restrain saturation. Keep tails tight with gating or shorter envelopes, and add size with parallel mid-low thump instead of hyped highs. If you tell me what direction you want, like jungle/MN style, roller, tech step, or neuro, you can build the same concept with slightly different frequency targets and tail length, and it'll land perfectly in that subgenre.